Welcome to the Back Pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and today I'll start with what's on TV tonight, Tuesday, April 30th. CBS, these are all repeats. The 8 o'clock FBI, 9 o'clock FBI International, 10 o'clock FBI Most Wanted. ABC, these are all new. 8 o'clock Will Trent, 9 o'clock The Rookie, 10 o'clock The Good Doctor. NBC, 8 and 8:30, new Lopez versus Lopez. 9 o'clock is a repeat of Weakest Link. 10 o'clock is a new Password. Fox 61 at 8 is a new The Cleaning Lady. 9 o'clock, a new Alert Missing Persons Unit. And then 10 is their Fox 61 News at 10. PBS at 8 is a repeat of Finding Your Roots, and the two celebrities they're featuring are LeVar Burton and Wes Studi. 9 o'clock is a new Expressway, Appalachia. 10 o'clock is a new Frontline, documenting police use of force. CW at 8 is a new Crime Nation, Murder in a College Town, and that is their season finale. 10 and 10:30, two repeats of Friends. A&E, 8 and 8:30, repeats of Neighborhood Wars. 9 and 9:30, new Neighborhood Wars. 10 and 10:30, repeats of Neighborhood Wars. American Movie Classics at 7 is the movie Avengers Age of Ultron, 2015 action movie. Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr. 10:15, The Perfect Storm from 2000, a thriller, Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney. Animal Planet, 8, 9, and 10, repeats of Yellowstone Wardens. Discovery Channel, 8 and 10 are two new Moonshiners. 9 o'clock is a new Mud Madness. Freeform at 7 is Free Guy, 2021 action movie, Ryan Reynolds. 9:30 and 10:15 are two new episodes of Grand Cayman. FX at 5:30, Captain America, The First Avenger, 2011, starring Chris Evans. 8 o'clock, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, 2014, action movie, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson. 11 o'clock, Thor, 2011, action, Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Anthony Hopkins. Hallmark Channel at 7, Under the Autumn Moon from 2018, romance, starring Wes Brown, Lindy Booth. 9 o'clock, An Easter Bloom, 2024 drama, Ben Hollingsworth, Francis Flanagan. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 7 is a garage sale mystery, Murder Most Medieval from 2018. 9 o'clock is another garage sale mysteries called A Case of Murder, and that's also from 2018. History Channel at 8 is The Curse of Oak Island repeat. 9 o'clock is another Curse of Oak Island repeat. And then 10 o'clock is a new Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. Sci-fi at 5 is Spider-Man 3 from 2007, starring Tobey Maguire. 8 o'clock, Ender's Game, 2013 sci-fi. Haley Steinfeld, Harrison Ford. 10:30, Snitch, 2013 crime story, Barry Pepper, Dwayne Johnson. Turner Classic Movies, 5:45, Inside Daisy Clover, 1965 drama, Natalie Wood and Robert Redford. 8 o'clock, Sweet Charity, 1969 musical, Ricardo Montalban, Shirley MacLaine. 10:45, Irma La Douce, 1963 comedy, Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine. And I'll move on to the late night talk shows. NBC, 11:35, Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is new. He has Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa Benoist, Rihanna Giddens. NBC, 11:34, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is new. He has Tiger Woods, Benny Bianco, Todd Barry. NBC, 12:37, Late Night with Seth Meyers. This is new. He has Joe Mangiello, Zarna Garg, Queen Cora Coleman. CBS 11:30, Late Show with Stephen Colbert. This is new. He has Jeff Daniels, Hannah Einbinder, Bella Fleck. CBS at 12:37, After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson. This is a repeat from March 14th. She has Reggie Conquest, Jordan Temple, Paul F. Tompkins. Bravo at 10 o'clock. Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. This is new. He has Katie Maloney and Ariana Maddox. And The Daily Show on the Comedy Channel at 11 is preempted. I'll move on to Ask Amy. First letter. Dear Amy, I need to resolve an issue concerning my close friend Brian and my ex-girlfriend. The three of us used to socialize together when my ex and I were still a couple. Brian told me that he has not seen my former girlfriend after our breakup except once, accidentally. However, a few days ago, Brian volunteered to me that he has recently been patronizing the restaurant where my ex used to work. My understanding was that she no longer worked there, but a reliable source told me that she does indeed still work there. It is not the type of restaurant Brian would frequent because of his limited choices of cuisine. I suspect the only reason he would go there is because he always liked her and she works there. I realize I cannot expect to impose my will on whom Brian chooses to associate with, but it makes me uncomfortable that it appears he is being untruthful. I really don't want to end my friendship, but now I can't trust him. Should I confront him or should I end my friendship? Which is something I really don't want to do. If Brian wanted to have some type of relationship with my former girlfriend, and if he was honest about that, then my feelings about this might have been different. Signed, K. Dear K, you state that you might be fine with Brian spending time with your former girlfriend, but I think it's important that you admit to yourself that you are feeling lost and hurt. You are also overly invested in speculating. You haven't quite left the relationship with your ex. It is natural not to want your close friend associating with your former girlfriend. Even though you understand that you cannot control another person's associations, if you are trying your hardest to stay away from someone, you want for others to also respect this boundary. I'd say that it is also natural for Brian to withhold this information from you because he wants to maintain both friendships. I don't love the terminology behind bro and girl codes, but the basics do seem to be timeless as well as understandable, because they have to do with putting your friends first, especially when the chips are down. Don't hold on to your suspicion and speculation. Talk with Brian. Tell him honestly that you know he has the right to maintain a friendship with your ex, but right now it hurts. If he denies spending time with her, then you should choose to believe him. Ultimately, trust is a choice, and if you lose your friendship with Brian, then your failed relationship with your ex will have also robbed you of an important friendship. And the next letter, Dear Amy, my girlfriend of 3 years recently revealed a very deep and personal issue about me to a group of people. We were at a party and she was drunk, but I was completely shocked and felt betrayed. This issue was one I shared with her with the understanding that I wanted to keep it private. Two people at this party are family members of mine, and they were specifically the people I did not want to tell. She knew that this was a deep secret she was holding. I am devastated and don't want to be with her anymore. She's begging for my forgiveness and says the fact that she was drunk should make this excusable. What do you think I should do? Signed, Devastated. Dear Devastated, I think you should forgive her. I also think you should break up with her. Being drunk might excuse you having to hold her hair while she vomits into the toilet. Being drunk is no excuse for violating your privacy and the agreement you two had. And the last letter. Dear Amy, I would like your advice. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years. I work as a critical care paramedic. I've been offered 6 months' work in Australia training new paramedics. My girlfriend has told me point blank that I am not going. She is very controlling. She says that if I go, this shows I don't love her. But I think this is a chance of a lifetime. What do you think? Signed, Paramedic. Dear Paramedic, take the job, ditch the girl. I hope you have an amazing adventure. And I'll move on to horoscopes. Aries, March 21st, April 19th. Let the real you shine through. You're showing your true colors and everyone might be paying attention. It's time to take the stage and show everyone what you've got. Your passion is at an all-time high, so make sure you're channeling it into positive places. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. The depths of a journey might not be visible until you get started. You're meant to take the focus off of yourself a bit along the way. Don't try to be controlling right now. Instead, absorb what's going on around you and whatever you're being taught. Be a sponge. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. People you can trust are updating elements of your life. You may have struggled to meet people who understood you on a deep level. They could bring the same inspiration and passion to your life that they used to, and this should boost you to approach life with vigor. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. Your responsibilities may connect you with fascinating people. You might have been merely showing up to do the work you needed to do. Someone can provide you with an opportunity to flourish more than you have been. Be open to exciting changes, even if they come from mundane places. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. You're getting care and attention into getting yourself together. You're putting care and attention into getting yourself together. Ways that you've been wasting time or money could become more apparent to you now, or someone may even be teaching you a better way to work through any inner blocks. Little by little, you are learning. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. There's a leap of faith in front of you. This is likely coming from a deep gut instinct. It's okay to feel hesitation because it can be challenging to go this way. You might want to give up in the early stages, but the hard part should be behind you. Push through the discomfort. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. People from different areas of your life may begin coming together. You might be in need of some assistance in organizing a gathering for your friends and family. You're meant to allow these people to intermingle. Don't be shy. Let your friends and family be friends. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. What needs to be said? You may have been sitting on certain pieces of information until now. It's all about emotional catharsis for you, so whether you're writing down your thoughts in a journal or telling a professional, prioritize getting things off of your chest. You're allowed to let go of them. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. Newfound security can encourage you to take a risk. You may have felt like there was too much at stake to express yourself. Life is also about how you pivot when you're knocked down, and the destination could be better than where you'd initially been aiming for. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. Your emotions are a part of who you are. You may have discounted your emotions in the past as weakness or as a hindrance. The more you're able to tune into how you're feeling, the better positioned you'll be to find success and empathy with others. Right now it's time for our break, so I'll finish the horoscopes after this message.
Patients can get serious infections while receiving medical treatment in a healthcare facility. These healthcare-associated infections, or HAIs, are often caused by antibiotic-resistant germs, which can lead to sepsis or death. Significant progress has been made in preventing HAIs, but more work is needed. Clinicians are key to preventing antibiotic-resistant infections, which can be difficult or even impossible to treat. Protect every patient every time by following a combination of infection control efforts and improving antibiotic use. Healthcare providers need to follow infection prevention recommendations for surgery and placement of a catheter, and always take steps, including regular hand hygiene, to prevent the spread of bacteria. Improved antibiotic use will also help prevent the emergence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Welcome back to the Back Pages. I'll continue and finish the horoscopes. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. Someone you have not spoken to recently could be at the forefront of your mind. It may have been an issue between you two that caused you to drift apart. Regardless of the specifics, you can reconnect. Simply asking them how they're doing lately could be a great start. And Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. You may be letting others pick you up when you're not sure where to go. Even if you get off to a good start, once you reach a certain place, you'll potentially hit a plateau. The people around you could have a clearer view of the situation than you do. You don't need to do things their way exactly. And one of the items in the Today in History column, on April 30th, 1789, George Washington took the oath of office in New York as the first president of the United States. Okay, I'll move on to the celebrity column that was in the Current today. Alvarez takes Alien back to its roots. Ridley Scott's Alien is back in theaters for its 45th anniversary and to get audiences excited about the new installment coming in August. The Alien franchise has sunk its teeth into different genres over the years, but for Alien Romulus, filmmaker Fede Alvarez wanted to take it back to its roots, horror. "It's a return to form," Alvarez said. "At its core, at its heart, it's a horror thriller." The original two films were formative for Alvarez, known for the 2013 Evil Dead reboot and the 2016 horror movie Don't Breathe. He recalled a primal memory of watching the Alien movies on VHS and feeling like he was watching an R-rated Star Wars. "It was a world that felt familiar, that I thought I knew, but it was going into way more adult and scary places." Though he was a bit too young to see Alien in its first run, he got a peek at the new print and said it looks incredible. Showings will also include a conversation between Alvarez and Ridley Scott. The new film, opening August 16th, is set around the time of Alien and Aliens, focusing on a group of 20-somethings looking to escape their dull lives in a mining colony. But of course, it comes with some complications from that creature. Scott has seen Alien Romulus, by the way, and has given it his blessing. "He was the first person to see it out of my circle. As soon as it was ready, I showed it to him," Alvarez said. "He walked in the room and said, 'What can I say, Fede? It's expletive great. It was the best day of my life.'" And Eilish announces world tour. Billie Eilish is hitting the road. The pop performer will embark on a worldwide arena tour this fall, kicking off September 29th in Quebec City, Canada, and concluding in Dublin on July 27th, 2025. She'll hit many major cities in North America before heading to Australia and then Europe. A percentage of proceeds from ticket sales will benefit the environmental nonprofit Reverb. Earlier this month, Eilish announced that her third studio album, called Hit Me Hard and Soft, will be released May 17th. Eilish worked with her brother Phineas on the new album. The two recently took home their second Oscar for their Barbie ballad, What Was I Made For? And author Sansom dies. British author C.J. Sansom, best known for his historical crime novels featuring the Tudor lawyer and investigator Matthew Shardlake, has died. His publisher said Monday. He was 71. Pam McMillan said Sansom was working on his latest Shardlake novel called Ratcliffe when he died Saturday after a period of worsening health. Sansom introduced Shardlake in his first novel called Dissolution, a murder mystery set in Tudor England in the 16th century. The novel has been adapted into a Disney Plus series that will be released Wednesday. And some of the celebrity April 30th birthdays. Actor Perry King, 76. Singer Meryl Osmond, 71. Director Jane Campion, 70. Actor Paul Gross, 65. Actor Adrian Pastar, 59. Rapper Turbo B, 57. Actor Johnny Galecki, 49. Actor Sam Hagen, 44. Actor Kunal Nayar, 43. Actor Kirsten Dunst, 42. Actor Diana Agron, 38. And rapper Travis Scott is 33. Okay, I'll read an article that was in The Current this morning. For brunch spot, West Hartford is the ideal place. And the article's by Maddie Langwell. Toast and mimosas all day. That will be possible when a new all-day brunch spot called The Friendly Toast opens in West Hartford this summer. Taking over 36 LaSalle Road, The Friendly Toast plans to open its first location in Connecticut in mid to late summer. The Friendly Toast is a growing restaurant chain known for an eclectic, high-spirited take on breakfast foods. After Eric Goodwin and Scott Pulver bought the establishment in October 2014, the breakfast eatery has opened up several locations across New England. West Hartford immediately stood out to us as the ideal place to bring the Friendly Toast, said co-owner Pulver. Having a discerning food crowd is great. We went to places like Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine, because they're all foodie towns, and we consider West Hartford one as well. The menu features a wide array of creative breakfast and brunch dishes, from classic breakfast sandwiches to more innovative breakfast egg roll appetizers filled with bacon, egg, cheese, and home fries. Sweeter dishes, such as the Highway Strawberry, delivers two thick-cut pieces of cheesecake-glazed French toast topped with strawberries and chocolate. The 8-inch fluffy Belgian waffle is served with a maple whipped cream. Pulver says a few must-try items include the Some Like It Tot, stuffed tater tots with a Vermont cheddar sauce and a sriracha glaze, as well as the selection of Benedict dishes and the signature hash quiche. Guests also can start their meal with various mimosas or one of the restaurant's signature Bloody Marys. As the Friendly Toast targets a midsummer opening, the team is eager to engage with the local community and begin the renovation. And there's an article, an Ask Matt column in the TV Guide. And the question is, why does NBC choose to air high-concept shows only to cancel them? First, Manifest, now Quantum Leap. At first glance, OL looked like a standard reboot, but was more of a sequel. The two-hour season finale was imaginative and impressive. Were the ratings that bad? And could there be a movie finale to wrap it up? And Matt says, to answer the why, NBC is not alone in digging through their vaults to find intellectual property to bring back to life. Quantum Leap is a terrific concept, but like so much else in today's fragmented TV landscape, it may not have sustained an audience the way NBC had hoped. Ratings are just part of the equation. With performance on streaming and other platforms taken into consideration regarding its potential for growth. I get why the networks are taking these big swings and wish they would take more, but the risk is considerable and the economics not particularly friendly. Regarding a movie finale to bring closure, that's just wishful thinking. But this is NBC Universal's property to do with as it pleases, and such a gesture would do a lot to take the sting out of the cancellation. It's happened before, but there's no guarantee. And there's an article that was in The Current. Goals are crucial as retirees weigh whether to put up a for sale sign. The article's by Kate Ashford. Your home is your sanctuary, but it's also one of your biggest budget items. And after you retire, it may feel like more house than you need. But in this housing market, when a smaller home with upgraded features may be about as expensive as the one you're selling, is it still smart to downsize? In some cases, downsizing is appropriate, but not necessarily money-saving. You may be able to sell your house and buy something cheaper, but it might also make sense to downsize to move closer to family or have less house to clean. It's important to be clear on what you want. Here are some situations that may match up with a for sale sign. The first one, you're in a cash flow bind. In retirement, you might find that rising prices combined with a fixed income make you feel a little squeezed. If downsizing is a question of money, consider all your housing costs. Weigh the mortgage, property taxes, insurance, plus basic bills like electricity and water services for your current and future homes. And the next, you're in a pricey area. If you live in an expensive city, you have a better chance of selling your home and finding something cheaper. When you're in a lower cost area, it's going to be difficult to find something even more lower cost. Just do some looking before you leap. Inventory is low in many places and competition is steep for a smaller home with upgrades. And you can't live in your home safely anymore. Your health may require you to find a new home with fewer stairs, a first floor primary bedroom, or an accessible bathroom. People who've seen parents go through long-term care or health issues are more likely to consider future mobility when planning their retirement. Some want to buy into a continuing care retirement community where they could take advantage of graduated levels of care as they need it. And another one is you want to be closer to your family. While being closer to children or aging parents is a good reason to downsize, don't count on this being the cheaper option, especially if you're moving into a hotter market. One person who moved from one part of Ohio to another part of the state, it cost her $150,000 more to move there to get a house that was acceptable to her. And the last one, you're prepared to create a new support network. If downsizing means a new city, keep in mind that you may have to rebuild your community. Even if you're moving to be near family, you shouldn't count on them to be your activities hub. You'll need to make new friends, find new medical professionals, find a new gym. Those are the trade-offs. None of them are deal breakers, but I think people should really think about all these other things. Okay, I'll leave you with the thought for today. May you always have love to share, cash to spare, tires with air, and friends who care. Well, that's the way it went on the back pages. I'm Chris Mabee, and so long until next time.